Paul wrote to Christians in Rome, Corinth, Galatia, and Ephesus. He spoke extensively of the relationship with the Holy Spirit. As Christians, they were already aware of the Holy Spirit in their lives. The preaching of the gospel, as described in the New Testament, stressed that upon an obedience of faith, one was assured of forgiveness of sins and the gift of the Holy Spirit, Acts 2:38, chapter 5, verse 32. However, there was a tendency among some Christians to conclude that baptism into Christ was the end of the matter, not the beginning of the Christian life. One finds where Paul addressed the Christians at Rome, saying, "What shall we say then? Are we to continue in sin that grace might increase? May it never be. How shall we who died to sin still live in it?" Romans 6, verses 1 and 2. Some of those addressed thought it was acceptable to God by His grace, Romans 5, verses 20 and 21, to continue living in sin. Paul taught extensively against this erroneous view. Among the many arguments against this antinomianism, he pointed out that if you are living according to the flesh, you must die. But if by the Spirit you are putting to death the deeds of the body, you will live, Romans 8:13. Paul was talking about the age-old struggle between